This is Alexis Goldsmith for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and my guest today is Eric Weltman, Senior Organizer at Food and Water Watch. Eric will be at Representative Paul Tonko's office on Tuesday, August 17th at 12 noon. Eric, what is the issue at stake that people will show up for on Tuesday?
Well, thank you for having me on the program. So Food and Water Watch is going to be joined by our allies, PAWS, the Green Education and Legal Fund, and others, in calling on Representative Tonko, as we have for the past, I think, 10 Tuesdays, calling on him to be a climate leader, you know, again, as part of these regular Tonko Tuesday actions. A huge credit to both PAWS and GELF for having the sticking power, the inspirational sticking power to maintain these regular actions, and again, show to Representative Tonko that there's real urgency for him to just, to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk and be a real, real climate leader.
So the people are asking for specific stances on bills right now, and I'll start with the Off Fossil Fuels Act. Can you talk about that act?
Yeah, so that was actually a piece of legislation that was not reintroduced this session, but in previous sessions had been co-sponsored, I think, by every Democrat House member in New York, with the exception of Paul Tonko. Not a very good claim to fame, so to speak, but that was an extremely, extremely bold piece of climate legislation that, as the acronym suggests, would have helped move the nation off fossil fuels. And again, I think it's to his shame that he was not amongst the many Democrats, particularly from New York, in the House, who lent their name to that really, really, really important bill. And again, notwithstanding his claims to be a climate leader and an energy expert, it's very shameful that he did not support the Off Act.
Congressmember Tonko is the House Chair of the Climate Change and Environment Committee. How can Representative Tonko influence fossil fuel infrastructure and subsidies?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, again, he's someone who boasts about being a climate leader, I think has, decades of knowledge and experience on the issue. And that's, perhaps why, the speaker chose him to, lead this very important House panel. And so I think, in some ways it makes it all the more important that he not just, represent the interests of his constituents, but, those of all New Yorkers and Americans across the country, in calling for and demanding and leading the charge for bold climate action, including legislation that would ban fracking everywhere, not just here in New York, such as we have, but ban fracking across the country, ban the construction of new fossil fuel infrastructure, and that includes the pipelines and power plants that would transport and burn frack gas, and also ban the export of fossil fuels overseas. And then, finally, I would note, we're also calling on Congressman Tonko to co-sponsor the End Polluter Welfare Act and help stop the $15 billion a year in direct subsidies, taxpayer subsidies, to the fossil fuel industry, as well as oppose support for phony industry-backed climate solutions like carbon capture and storage, which again is really an industry scam that would perpetuate our reliance on fossil fuels. So there's an awful lot in some that Representative Tonko could do, and an awful lot, unfortunately, that he's not doing.
Another bill that has to do with fossil fuel infrastructure is the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, which Representative Tonko has also not co-sponsored. Can you talk about the connection between plastics and fossil fuel infrastructure?
That's a very, very, very important question, and I'm glad that you asked it. So plastics, in a nutshell, are basically fossil fuels, right? I mean, it may be hard to imagine. I know I have a hard time imagining that, the disposable plastic bag that you may find at the occasional supermarket these days is made of fracked gas, but it is. So fracked gas, fracked petroleum, fracked oil, fracked fossil fuels are the feedstock for plastics. And there's been an explosion in the production of all this disposable plastic trash, partly as a consequence of how cheap all these fossil fuels are. So all the fracked gas and fracked oil that we're not burning, a lot of it's being turned into plastics. And in fact, unfortunately, our very own Senator Schumer led the passage of an infrastructure bill that would help fund four new petrochemical hubs that would help utilize this feedstock for more plastic waste. So I think there's a very, very, very important connection, and appreciate, Alexis, you're making it between the overproduction of fossil fuels, fracked oil and gas, and this, the production of all this horrible, horrible plastic trash that's, clogging our landfills, and also ending up in our oceans.
So we have the Off Fossil Fuels Act, the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act, the Infrastructure Bill. What about the Green New Deal? Where does Representative Tonko stand on that?
Again, no, he's AWOL. He's missing in action. Congressman Tonko has not co-sponsored this really inspiring resolution that was introduced by Representative Ocasio-Cortez, better known as AOC. Again, Representative Tonko, notwithstanding his loud claims to be a climate leader, has not taken a position on the Green New Deal, has not taken a position on the Federal Water Act, which would boost funding for water infrastructure. I mean, at Food and Water Watch, one of my favorite sayings is we're against gas pipelines, but we want water pipelines. So supporting the Water Act would be a great way for him to sort of concretize support for a Green New Deal, again, by creating lots of good green jobs and supplying clean water, and not building more fossil fuel pipelines. So there's an awful lot of things that Representative Tonko could be doing to support a Green New Deal, to supporting a transition, off fossil fuels to renewable energy, and helping create good green union jobs, like in clean water projects. An awful lot they could be doing, and that unfortunately Representative Tonko is not doing.
Eric, I know given the IPCC report that came out last week, that wasn't surprising. It is imperative that we stop the extraction and combustion of fossil fuels to avoid catastrophic climate change. How is it that Representative Tonko, if he is not supporting these important pieces of legislation to actually achieve that, how did he become the House Chair of the Climate Change and Environment Committee?
To be honest, I think it's several things. One, I think that, he has had a long career in the legislature, and I think at one point perhaps he may have been on the cutting edge of, thinking around, climate change and energy. I mean, I think his expertise on these issues is real. I mean, I think he does have a, resume that supports, his position. I think, at the risk of saying the obvious, I mean, he was appointed that position by, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker. So in some ways, I mean, he is, serving at her behest. And so I think he may be faithfully representing, the moderate positions of him, as well as Hakeem Jeffries, another member of, House leadership from New York, who's, potentially, poised to be the next speaker. And Jeffries is someone else who I think has staked a real, middle ground position at best, you know, partly perhaps with an eye towards, representing what's perceived as some of the interests of their peers from, you know, oil producing states. So, you know, again, I would say the likes of, you know, Pelosi and Tonko and Jeffries, you know, are thinking about, you know, maintaining their House majority and think that they're doing what they need to do to keep Democrats in power. What they're clearly not doing is representing the concerns of their interests, nor the concerns of our planet, the people and the future. I mean, I think, you know, notwithstanding what some of their, you know, peers from Oklahoma might want them to do, the right thing to do, the necessary thing to do, is lead the nation off fossil fuels. And that's something that Representative Tonko, I mean, to be blunt, the earth is on fire, literally, and Representative Tonko is literally adding fuel to the fire. It's nothing more, nothing less. Representative Tonko is adding fuel to the fire that is literally burning up our planet.
Eric, we're speaking with Eric Waltman of Food and Water Watch. Certainly if Representative Tonko was here, I would have plenty of questions for him. But can you talk about Tonko's trip to West Virginia to meet with fracking company Blue Racer Midstream?
Yes, yes. One of my colleagues happened to pick up and noticed an article that talked about Representative Tonko taking, I think we called it a fracking field trip. You know, it was a trip, you know, backed by industry interests. And, you know, we've done an awful lot of tours, you know, what we would call fracking reality tours of Pennsylvania. And we've had, you know, elected officials and activists and, you know, Mark Ruffalo join us for such a trip. And we would very much welcome Representative Tonko joining us for a fracking reality tour of Pennsylvania, because we could show him an awful lot of things and smell an awful lot of tainted water that I'm positive the industry did not show him. I mean, we've seen the sites, and I've seen the sites, and it's not something that you can forget. And seeing, you know, kids who are bathing in water that you wouldn't want to smell, much less let touch your skin. I think if Representative Tonko were to join us in one of these tours, he might hopefully have a different position than he does, than, you know, supporting legislation, introducing legislation that actually promotes fracking. And that's what he's done.
Food and Water Watch has been one of the most vocal groups calling for a ban on fracking. And I think something that doesn't get talked about a lot is the sheer amount of water that fracking uses, especially given the mega drought in the American West. Can you just talk about how much water the fracking industry is using?
It's massive quantities. I mean, so fracking, for those who may not be familiar with the process, involves, you know, injecting what we call a toxic brew of chemicals, including, just learned, PFAS chemicals. Isn't that wonderful? We've just learned that PFAS chemicals are part of that toxic mix of substances, along with massive quantities of sand and water that are injected underground to break up the shale, type of rock that contains oil and gas. It's striking, by the way, that, you know, I just came back from California. My wife has, we have, family in California. And, frankly, they have a cabin in the San Bernardino Mountains, and you can see how awfully dry it is. You can see the evidence of the wildfires. You can see the dried up stream beds, and they're still fracking in California. The governor of California has yet to enact a full ban on fracking. So that's particularly, striking when you bring up the topic of water. It's California is burning, and it's partly a consequence of just how awfully dry it is. So yes, there's massive amounts of water used in the fracking process.
We've been speaking with Eric Waltman, senior organizer at Food and Water Watch. He'll be at Representative Tonko's Albany office on Tuesday, August 17th at 12 noon. That's at 19 Dove Street in Albany. And that event is hosted by the People of Albany United for Safe Energy, also known as PAWS. You can find them on Facebook, and they'll be there every Tuesday through September. Any final thoughts, Eric?
I just want to thank you for joining us at so many of these actions for WOOC for providing such incredible coverage, and looking forward to continuing to influence Representative Tonko, and hopefully he'll come around, because we really need his leadership. And one final thought is that, no disrespect to the guy, I think he has the capacity to do the right thing, and we expect and hope that he will, because we really do need him to.
Well, thank you, Eric.